Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, chapter on patience, the virtues of patience. You see how long this chapter is weighing on for. It shows us this is a very, very great quality for a person to have, the quality of patience. It helps a person throughout the stages of life. Whether it's a person going on Hajj, and the different journeys of Hajj, if he's got sabr, the journey of Hajj becomes very pleasant and very easy. Whether it's a journey of life in marriage, person has got sabr, it makes it marriage a very pleasant marriage, where a person can exercise patience. Whether it's bringing up children, person has got sabr in his life, it becomes very easy to bring up children when a person has got sabr. Person doesn't have patience, and you can see what happens. Recently there was an incident, most people may have known, somebody shared that article with me, of a woman that murdered 3 children. When there's no sabr, then a mother can murder her own children. So when they sabr, then to bring up the children also becomes easy. Similarly, when a person is in his business, then to work with the staff, to work with others, to work with people around him become easy when he's got patience, he's got sabr. And not only that, this person becomes a pleasure to work with. And you know, a person is very patient, he's got time on his hands. He makes time for others, he overlooks faults of others. In other words, he's got tolerance in all respects. Then people like to work with him, people find him easy going. Like that person driving on the road, he's got sabr, now this tolerance there again, person doesn't get into a road rage, he doesn't get into argument, he doesn't get into a fight. So like that you can see tolerance helps, sabr helps a person all the time. Sometimes he's dealing with a supplier, sometimes dealing with a customer, now the person is not delivering or the person is not paying on time, so now a person has got that sabr, he's able to tolerate this person. So like that, different phases helps a person. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَمَا أُعْطِيَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ عَطَائٍ أَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرُ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. There is no better gift a person can be given. There is no better gift a person can be given than the gift of sabr. Anyway, today is a bit of a long hadith. We'll do it inshallah. But interesting, and shows a person who's got sabr in their life. Now, sabr is very closely linked with iman. The person has got iman and he believes everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see what level of sabr a person gets, because he knows this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that the son of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu fell ill. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu left home, and during his absence the child passed away. Imagine, the father is gone out, his child passed away. When he returned home, he asked, "How is my son?" Umme Sulaim, great pious woman, married to Umme Sulaim, she was a very pious woman who was the mother of the child, replied, "He is more relaxed than before." She saw that the husband came back home. Now when the husband is first thing to give bad news or sad news, is not the thing to do. The husband was gone out the whole day. Now when he returns home, now suddenly to give him first thing sad news, bad news, complaints, this, that. So with the sabr that she had, and with the level of iman that she had, she saw that the husband just came home. Look what an answer she gave the husband. That now he's more relaxed than he was before. In the meanwhile, the child had passed away. She wasn't speaking a lie also, and at the same time she wasn't getting the husband excited or scared or worried or grieved. So he's more relaxed than before. She then brought his supper, which he ate. He then engaged in relationship with her, and when he had finished, she said, "Shroud the child." In other words, put kafan now for the child. The next morning, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him what had happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Did you engage in any relationship last night?" He replied, "Yes." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Allah, bless them both." Consequently, she gave birth to a boy. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu said to me, "Take him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," and he sent some dates along with him. On reaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the latter asked, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Is there anything with him?" He replied, "Yes, some dates." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it, softened it with his mouth, and placed it in the child's mouth. He then named him Abdullah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam named this child Abdullah, the new child that was born. And here also we learn something known as tahniq, where a pious person takes some dates, he softens it in his mouth, and he places it in the mouth of the child for barakat. Here we see it comes from directly from the hadith, and it comes from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another narration of Bukhari has it, Ibn Uyayna said, a man from the Ansar said, I saw 9 children, all of whom had learned the Quran, meaning 9 children from the offspring of Abdullah, the newborn. This child, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him so much. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made dua. Little bit sabr that woman made. This was actually her grandchildren now. 9 grandchildren, all of them had learned the Quran Sharif. Can you imagine? How Allah Ta'ala had blessed. This was a little bit of sabr that she had made. She lost a child. She didn't go hysterical, start screaming, making a problem. She accepted it as the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the child that was born day after by the name of Abdullah. And now he had 9 children, all of whom have known the Quran. Known the Quran means they all were ulama. All 9 children Allah Ta'ala had made them ulama. What a great blessing that is. Another narration of Muslim has it, a son of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu from his wife Umm Sulaym passed away. So she said to her family members, do not inform Abu Talha about his son until I told him myself. In other words, nobody tell him. Don't spoil his mood. When a woman has got iman, a woman has got real true iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grants this woman sabr. Now imagine such a great event, but yet she didn't want to spoil the mood also of the husband. She said, nobody tell him until I have told him myself. When he returned home, she brought his supper, which he ate and drank. She then beautified herself for him better than she had ever beautified herself previously. He then had relationship with her. When she noticed that he was now satisfied, she said, oh Abu Talha, tell me if someone lends an item to a particular family and later asks them to return it, does that family have a right to refuse? He replied, no. She said, then expect the reward for the passing away of your child. See how she broke the news to him. She is actually now giving the husband targhib, that if somebody has lent somebody else, another family, something, and now when they ask them for the thing back, are they doing anything wrong? She said, no. She said, now you expect reward. Allah Ta'ala has taken the child away from you. He has lent the child to you for as long as that. In other words, he has lent the child to you for as long as the child was you. Now when he took the child back, it's as though he has taken something away. Imagine what a beautiful targhib she is giving her husband. After all this, this is what iman does. Anyway, this goes on. That the narrator says, he became upset and said, you left me to become impure and then only informed me about my son. He then went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him what had happened. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah Ta'ala bless the night for you too. The narrator said that she became pregnant and then continued, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey and she accompanied him. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey, he would not enter his house at night. As they approached Madinah Sharif, she began experiencing labor pains. So Abu Talha radiallahu anhu remained with her and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued. Hazrat Abu Talha said, oh my sustainer, you know that I like to leave with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he leaves and to enter Madinah Sharif when he enters, but I have now been delayed as you can see. Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha then said to him, oh Abu Talha, I am no longer experiencing the pains, you may proceed. So we proceeded. She then went into labor when they neared Madinah Sharif and gave birth to a boy. My mother said to me, oh Anas, none should breastfeed him until you take him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next morning I carried him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then related the entire hadith. In other words, the first barakah that this child must get is the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know what love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala also give us that level of sabr, the level of iman, to accept that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we can understand it, whether we can't understand it, but the fact that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are always happy with the decision of Allah ta'ala. We don't ask for difficulties. A Muslim doesn't ask for difficulties. But if any difficulties come, he reminds himself that this is from my Allah. Allah ta'ala will recompense me for it. Allah ta'ala will give me the strength. But the person doesn't deliberately go on asking for any type of difficulties. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.